This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Time to chat some swimming. We head back to Upstate New York to touch base with Amy Farrell. Amy, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Good to have you on.
Oh, thank you.
Amy, let's talk about your swim. You said you did some swimming growing up in high school. Do you think having that little bit of background has helped you in your triathlon career?
Yes. The most important thing, I think, is mechanics. And my friends and I went to a couple of swim camps, and just knowing what form should look like. I coach swimming after college and know how, you know, what a stroke should look like, know the basics. But I'm always amazed at people that come in as adults and pick it up so quickly. And so it's not necessary to have that background, but it's helpful.
Yeah.
But as adults, I think you understand the idea of relaxing in the water and the cues to improve your stroke.
I was going to ask you that. Like, it does definitely help. I grew up as a swimmer as well, and a lot of the athletes that I've spoken to who come from a, not necessarily a swimming background, but they did have some formal swim training early on, find it a lot easier. For sort of adult onset swimmers, what advice would you give to them? Is it a case of get someone to help you? Don't try and figure this out on your own?
Yeah, that's the athletes that I work with. I either like to see them in the pool, or if they live far away, I like to hook them up with someone that can help with form, just because that's going to make you feel so much more comfortable in the water and take away some of that panic. I think panic is a huge thing, and once you can get in the water and relax and know where your body should be, it's going to really help you progress faster.
Over time, for you personally, are there one or two things that you think have really helped improve your swim over time?
A couple years ago, I did a clinic with Mary Eggers, who coaches for Valor Triathlon Coaching, and she just kind of it was a new take on form and where your body should be and where your arm should be, and those are the cues now when I'm racing that I really think of. And so that really helps.
Was it major changes you had to make? Was it almost like relearning to ride a bicycle, or was it minor tweaks that you had to sort of change to your stroke and fall?
Pretty much minor tweaks and just positioning and crossing over, things like that she did some underwater analysis and I hadn't had that done since high school. So that really helped me figure out, you know, my catch and position.
Is that something you do often, or is it not really?
It's not. I take a big break from swimming in the winter because there's the closest pool is 25 miles away, and I coach indoor track, so I really don't have a lot of time to work on swimming in the winter. So I usually don't jump back in until late March. I wish I spent more time with someone helping me swimming, but I just don't have the chance to.
As far as workouts that you thoroughly enjoy that you do in the pool, what are some of your favorites?
Well, that's funny. I am, I spend from May until October in the lake. So my favorite thing to do, we have a lake around here that if you swim the perimeter, it's a little over 2 miles, and that's actually my favorite swim workout.
And you say you swim the lake. Do you do any pool work, or is it all open water?
I do pool work like from March until May.
Fantastic.
But that is about it. It's almost all open water.
And I'm guessing you don't just go out and swim. You obviously do drills and that sort of thing in the open water. Tell me a little bit about some of those sessions. Is it a case of just going and swimming, or do you do high intensity sort of stuff too?
I try and throw some high intensity stuff in there, but a lot of it is just going and swimming.
And again, it's just doing it because you love it.
Yeah, sorry.
No.
Worries. Yes, I'm back.
You were saying, I mean, you said in our first chat that it's a case of just doing the sport and just doing what you love doing. And do you think that's just the case, is that going out there and swimming and enjoying it is more important for you than going out and spending hours and hours in the pool doing drills and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I think it would be a different ball game if I had a pool locally and a group to swim with. But it's just easier to go get the miles in. And some of my favorite views of the Adirondacks are from the middle of the lake. So I kind of love what I see when I'm out swimming.
Brilliant. Well, Amy, I look forward to chatting about your bike. We'll save that for another time. Thanks for your time on the Kona Edge today.
Okay, thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.